It's time for the Daily Dust.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
A man got past security at 30 Rock and accosted Today Show host Craig Melvin. It all happened off air, and I saw the news through TMZ.
They somehow, some way, get past security. They were asking for Al Roker. When the guy could not find Al Roker, he seemingly then turned his attention in the worst possible way to Craig Melvin. And again, that's when the slur comes. That's when he lunges. Thankfully, they were able to restrain this person. There are uniformed police officers who worked the show. There are also undercover officers who worked the show. They got him in custody. He has since been arrested.
That is so scary. Chloe Fineman has quit Saturday Night Live after seven seasons. Oh, no. Who's going to run around behind her husband's back with Domingo? And Billy Joel recently shared with interviewer Rick Beato that he stopped writing original music after 1993's River of Dreams to avoid diluting his legacy.
I felt like I was done. I was married. I had a child. I had done it 12 times. And I thought, you know what? The Beatles had 12 albums. And that was just enough for me.
Yes.
And I decided I was not going to do it anymore.
I totally get it. I totally get it. Shaq is the proud owner of the world's first 1964 Chevy Impala boat. He was seen cruising in the custom build at a lake in Texas. I gotta Google that. William Shatner's heavy metal album debut will be at Chicago's Riot Fest.
Riot Fest fans, Shatner here. And I've been digging around, found all those letters you sent me, and I decided that I'm going to debut my heavy metal record at Riot Fest. And I hope that you have my rider. And yes, don't forget my bowl of sauerkraut, if you please.
He's so bizarre. So his rider is, you know, what he demands from the venue or the organizers. And it includes a DeLorean for transportation, that bowl of sauerkraut ready to eat that he mentioned, and for the city to rename a boat after him so he can captain a ship again. Whatever. Details from Taylor Swift's wedding are still pretty hard to come by, but apparently Avril Lavigne sang Skater Boy and some other musicians got up and performed too. I guess that's normal. We had musicians perform at our wedding reception, and so did Mr. Kane. Mark Hamill's lightsaber from The Empire Strikes Back sold for $3.75 million at auction. That's a new record for screen-used Star Wars props. Of note, Darth Vader's lightsaber sold last September, but it was only $3.65 million. So, yeah. I'm just saying, the Force was with whoever that buyer was. A new HGTV series will star two teams of 90s TV shows as they renovate homes that are stuck in the 90s, and it's called Totally 90s House. Jaleel White, you know, Urkel, will host. Who are the stars? Brian Austin Green, Beverly Mitchell, who played the little sister on Seventh Heaven, Jodie Sweetin, Melissa Joan Hart, Matthew Lawrence, Keisha Knight Pulliam, and Joey Lawrence. It premieres Wednesday, August the 26th. And yes, I said that's on HGTV. They've run out of stuff to do, I guess. All right, I got a big old Kardashian alert because first, Kim Kardashian spent $285,000 on a 1973 Ford Bronco. It's totally restored. She is mourning the loss of her bodyguard who died from a car accident recently. And she's also mourning the loss, that is Kim and the whole family, the loss of their grandmother, Mary Jo MJ Campbell. They had MJ on Keeping Up with the Kardashians all the time. She was Kris Jenner's mother. And a while back on the show, Kris asked MJ about her biggest fear on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And then she ended up being the one crying.
What's your biggest fear?
Biggest fear?
I try not to fear. What's your biggest fear?
I don't want to say it.
I shouldn't laugh at that, but I can't help it because I have this feeling that Chris's biggest fear is her mom dying. All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. I gotta go. My mom called. I gotta go.